Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Motivating Monday. Yay, the weekend is over. Now it's the beginning of the week. It's Monday and a motivating one. Thank you right now for supporting the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is Motivating Monday, and it's a lot to talk about, but keep staying along. You know, Mondays are motivating, and so love to talk about healthy living topics and so on. And, hey, I'm still getting back in shape. I must tell you, any age you are, if you are in good shape, do your best to stay that way, no matter how sick you get, no matter how lazy you might get, no matter that give up attitude, no matter what, stay in shape. No matter what, do your best. If you're bedridden or anything, do your best to live healthy. If you're emotionally eating, do your best to say, I can do something else other than emotionally eating this morning, because it is something to be. Most of my life I have been fit. And then when I ballooned to nearly 200 pounds, it's been a task. And I know there are healthy, overweight, full-figured people out there. You know, even when I gained weight, I thought I could be one of those people, but it didn't agree with my body and all of that. So, you know, at risk of high blood pressure, at risk of certain things. So, but we all know our bodies, and this time of year, it's time, if you haven't scheduled a physical annual exam, it's time to think about that. I've missed my couple, but I stay in touch with my doctor and the doctor's office and so on. And, you know, just recently my mother and I had gone to the hospital because of this stomach virus going around. But before really getting into intense exercise, it's important to see your doctor or a doctor to make sure that you know that everything's okay and you're not overexerting yourself, and to know, you know, just how you should be exercising. You want to know the basics, something to jump. It's important to know what's going on so you can know how you're progressing on your own, you know, and keeping records of what you're experiencing, weight loss or weight gain, if you're trying to gain weight. I've been there. It's horrible when you're trying to gain weight also. So just maintaining that good weight. Because there are a lot of good-looking people out there who in shape and everything, but they don't eat healthy. So it's everybody's goal, really, to eat as healthy as they can. And you know what I found out? You don't have to give up. Unless they're bad for your health, give up certain foods. Just eat them in moderation. Eat them on cheat days at certain times, you know, or special occasions or whatever. But, you know, too much of anything is not good for us, right? Shopping, sex. I know some of you are saying, no, I can never get enough of sex. But, you know, honestly, too much of anything, it's not good for us. So doing things in moderation is very important. But, again, thank you for tuning in. We're talking about healthy living and hot topics. Jason Collins signed a 10-day contract with the Nets and played for about 10 minutes yesterday. And the Winter Olympics are over. We had the NAACP Image Awards this over the weekend, right? I did not see it. We have the Oscars next Sunday, and we also have the BET Honors, right, coming up. So there's a lot of things to discuss, but, of course, healthy living is the topic, and, of course, more hot topics, too. Over the weekend, I got an opportunity to see that episode where Kanye proposed to Kim Kardashian. Kanye, one of my favorite couples, and it was pretty cool episode, because the Sunday night that it aired, we were having problems with our Comcast cable, so I missed it. But speaking of television, you know, and movies, I have been in Dallas Marathon Heaven since last night at 7. TNT has been airing, you know, season 1 and 2 up until tonight's premiere of season 3. And I am super excited, and I know I am not alone. But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, but shout out to everybody here at BTR, the staffers, the creators, those of you that advertise, and also my cohorts, those that host and produce their own shows here. Thank you again for your support, and most importantly, the listeners and supporters of the show, everybody who's ever co-hosted, guest co-host, been a guest on the show, sent in information and, you know, contributed to topics, you know, keep it rolling. Looking forward to more guests in the near future. Also celebrating 3 years on March the 21st, so looking forward to that. That's in less than a month, and so very excited about that. But thank you again for tuning in, and God bless. Awesome. Prince and Third Eye Girl, Rocking It with Menstrual Cycle. Yes, Prince has new music out. Visit the website at Third Eye Girl. Follow them on Twitter. Also, check them out on live stream and also on Facebook, Third Eye Girl, so you can stay in the know of all things Prince and Third Eye Girl. I have tweeted and shared on LinkedIn and Facebook, etc., articles and websites that are, you know, great for advice regarding living healthy for the entire family. You know, very often I share my findings from Let's Move, the First Lady's initiative to live in a healthy lifestyle. So this morning, literally right before the show, I was checking out the presidentschallenge.org and from the President's Council of Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. I know one of my favorite, a lot of my favorite athletes, you know, work closely with that department, the President's Council of Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. Drew Brees, I know, has been a spokesperson and works very closely with that with the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. But many others also. I know Magic Jackson Johnson throughout the years has worked closely with that one too. But then there's the President's Challenge. So I had just signed up for it. And it's all about encouraging kids and adults to live healthier lifestyles, more active lifestyles. So my challenge, you can join individually or you can create groups. I'm going to do my best with the President's Challenge, and then consider starting a group, you know, getting friends together, and let's do this thing together. But the challenge says the President's Active Lifestyle Award, the PALA Challenge. It's all about activity and nutrition. The PALA Challenge is easy to fit into one's busy schedule. Adult, your physical activity is 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week. So 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, that's better than nothing 5 days a week or being a couch potato or just stuffing my face with my favorite desserts, right? and children and teens 6 to 17, your goal is 1 hour activity a day. But you're young and you can do it, within parentheses. And then it goes on to say that to get started with your healthy eating goals, all you have to do is select one goal to focus on your first week. There are 8 goals to choose from. Each week, you will add one new healthy eating goal while maintaining your goals from the weeks before. And the challenge is like 8 weeks, and I was reading that if you get like 6 stars, you're up to like, get a little recognition. But let me continue. Meet your physical activity and healthy eating goals for 6 out of 8 weeks, and you'll earn a Presidential Active Lifestyle Award. That's what I was talking about. If you become hooked on feeling great and the side effect of regular physical activity and healthy eating, set higher goals and move up to the points-based Presidential Champions Challenge. You earn points for your PALA physical activities, too, so you get credit for them in the Presidential Champions, and we know the First Family are very athletic and are proponents of living healthy lifestyles. Then there's a picture of a tracker, and it says that, what have you done today? Bite, walk, clean house? Did you drink water instead of sugary drinks? Add it to your tracker. Just like tomorrow, we're talking about decluttering, and it's also time with spring coming on March 20th, regardless of how the weather is where we are, it's time to spring clean. And so if cleaning preparing a seasonal transition, that's exercise in itself. Because I love doing yard work, and I know I consider it exercise. And then there's groups. Join or start a group, or check on one that you already created. And then there's the awards. Your hard work is paying off. View your progress towards your next award and take pride in your online trophy case. So we get recognized after each challenge that we've achieved. Like, I'm looking at mine for the first week. This week is my first week, and it says progress to date, week 1. February 24th through March the 2nd is my week. And on one side it has nutrition goals, and then it has the activity goals. So eating the right foods and being active are important for all of us, in other words. It says that previous, then it showed like 8 weeks, and then right before it has the medal that says that 6 weeks, 6 completed stars make you eligible for a Presidential Active Lifestyle Award. So one thing about it, you get incentives to do your thing and live a healthier lifestyle. So that's pretty awesome. And again, check out the presidentschallenge.org. And also letsmove.org, also the First Lady's initiative to live in healthier. Like I said before, if you listen to the show, you know I've shared information from that website very often. And it goes on to say that about, and most of us have heard of the President's Challenge, right? If not all of us. And it goes on to say that the President's Challenge is the premier program of the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition, administered through a co-sponsorship agreement with the Amateur Athletic Union. The President's Challenge helps people of all ages and abilities increase their physical activity and improve their fitness through research-based information, easy-to-use tools, and friendly motivation. Since our founding as a fitness test for youth in the 1960s, we've grown to include these challenges. The new health-based assessment from the Presidential Youth Fitness Program replaces the physical fitness test beginning with the 13-14 school year. If your school has not already implemented it, now's the time. Then there's the adult fitness test, measures an adult aerobic fitness, muscular strength, flexibility, and other aspects of health-related fitness. Then there's the Presidential Active Lifestyle Award, also known as PALA, Challenge. Presidential Active Lifestyle Award is for people who want to make physical activity and healthy eating part of their everyday lives. The Presidential Champions Challenge is for people who want to be more active more often. Over the years, we've recognized the fitness achievements of more than 50 million kids, teens, bestowed more than 1 million PLA and Presidential Champion Awards, and helped countless people live more healthy active, healthier lives. And there's a question, too. Get active. What do heavy gardening and yoga have in common? Both help strengthen your muscles and are quite relaxing. And that's information from the website, but also courtesy of CDC. They also, you can follow the Presidential Challenge also on Twitter, and they also have a Facebook page, the President's Challenge. And it goes on to say that introducing a new health-based program, Presidential Youth Fitness Program, because I look at the kids now. You all know I don't have any kids. I mean, my son would be 25 if he had lived. That was born in 88. But I love young people. I was a young people person. I love young people. And but you know, the kids, it does not appear like some kids are not getting the proper, just for me, I'm a people watcher, and just from what I see from my own eyes, it looks like some young people are going through things that adults go through when it comes to weight, and there are some kids that need to get out and be more active. Me and my friends, I know we stay active, playing ball and riding our bikes. We had games like Atari and Simon and Rubik's Cubes and stuff like that. And now it's so easy for people just to sit on their buns and play with their phones and play with the computers and all that. When I know it's easier said than done nowadays, because I grew up in that time before all of the internet and these. But we had fun gadgets too, like Atari and Simon and a Rubik's Cube and board games. But then also we got out in the and played and had fun and played kickball, and I love recess time when I was in school, PE time. So try not to avoid that. Now, when I got older in junior high, because I was in junior ROTC also, that was exercise right there, practicing to being disciplined and dealing with people, you know, and being a person dealing with sales and marketing art too. The only reason why I would sometimes get passes out of my gym class because my art teacher, you know, liked the way I work and interact with my peers, and sometimes I'd be like a student teacher or help her with something, me and a couple of my friends, you know. But other than that, I would have been in my ninth grade gym class very often. But a lot of times I got an excuse to not be in gym class when I was in ninth grade so I could be in the art room with art because I love art too. But, you know, I know it's easier said than done, but then there are people that I know they have never been fit in their life and they look like a work of art. I mean, living healthy, thinking healthy, and encouraging others to live healthy. So that's what's really important, to have a good support system and to encourage others also. And not in a very belittling way, but tough love does work. It does work. You know, that tough love does work, but belittling and making people feel even worse, that's not good. But tough love, there's a proper way to really do that tough love to get people to really to think about living healthier. But it goes on to say that the physical fitness test is no longer available. Implement the new health-based presidential youth program at your school now. So let's see if I can check that out right quick. But 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that's not bad. And then for kids, an hour a day. For 5 days? Oh, my God, what are you talking about? Okay, the Presidential Youth Fitness Program focuses on making kids healthy and active for life. We know a lot more about healthy living than we did nearly 3 decades ago when the first National Youth Fitness Test was born. Experts in health and fitness education develop an assessment fitness gram that accurately measures a student's health, not just performance in physical tests. The program also includes professional development for educators and recognition for students. Inaugural funding opportunity. Our inaugural presidential sponsor, the General Mills Foundation, has committed $10 million over 6 years, the largest donation in the foundation's history, to the Presidential Youth Fitness Program funding opportunity. And then, I'm reading off the website, the second round of inaugural funding opportunity will facilitate participation in the President Youth Fitness Program for the 14, 15, and 15, 16 school years. The deadline has just passed. Applications was accepted online from January 1st to January 31st, unless they have some type of extension, you know. But then it goes on to say that free access to Presidential Youth Fitness Program resources. When your schools adopt the Presidential Youth Fitness Program, you get access to the fitness gram, health assessment, and lots of free resources that will help you encourage your students' active health habits. Then they go on to say that awards that reward good health, because you can give out awards, especially those at school to schools and so on, because only modest amounts of exercise are needed to obtain health benefits. So modest amounts, you know, some of us think, I got to do some hardcore working out. And sometimes we do need to do more intense exercises if we're hitting certain spots. Like, my body's transforming. I'm dropping the pounds, but I need to hit my ab area, my little of the waist, and, like, my shoulders and my back, you know. But sometimes there's areas that we need to do certain exercises for. Some of us need to do, you know, focus on our cardio and pay attention to our heart rates and all of that. You know, we all know where we need to, like, intense or can do, like, a balance for, you know, cross-training and all of that. But it goes on to say that because only modest amounts of exercise are needed to obtain health benefits, most students who participate in regular physical activity will achieve scores that will replace them in the healthy fitness zone and earn them the chance to get recognized. Students need to reach the health fitness zone in at least 5 out of 6 categories to earn the Presidential Youth Fitness Award. We offer lots of great ways to recognize this effort. And it's important that I share this before. And you know, a lot of my friends are in education. If they're not working in education as principals or teachers, or that they have kids also. And those of us with my kids, we care. And so it's important to know this. So it's good that I broadcast at this time and before school, because you don't worldwide, because this is important information to know. And again, the where the funding opportunities ended on January 31st, but you never know, they might have an extension or something, right? Right. So a tip they have regarding eating healthy at the presidentschallenge.org website is sharing is caring. Restaurant meals often contain enough food for two. Oh, my God. They're going there. Because some of us eat ours and what's on our friends and family members' plates, too, right? But they're saying that sharing is caring. Restaurant meals often contain enough food for two or three people. So why not split a meal with your friends? And that's courtesy if we can. Now, that's a good point. You know, sometimes you can just split the meal because you were paying attention to being healthier and living healthier lifestyle. And this, the President's Challenge also says who can participate. Anyone can participate in the President's Challenge, from educators who are coordinators, instructors, groups, homeschoolers, students with disabilities, and to the general public, individuals, groups, organizations, and people with disabilities. You can go straight to the website and create a profile, create an account. I created an account right before the show, like I said before. And again, the President's Challenge is for everyone, really. Truly all ages and all abilities are welcome here at thepresidentschallenge.org. All you need is a desire to get active or increase your current activity level. It just takes a little bit, a little effort. You know, not some people say it would take the staircase to the elevator, park the parking lot to the right there next to the, you know, disability parking spot. You know, really. Okay. So now more than ever, we all need some incentive to make physical activity and healthy eating a part of our daily routine. And the President's Challenge is where you get it. Educators, homeschoolers, kids, and adults with disabilities, and people and groups who want to be active and healthy. Simply take a look at the challenges and see which one will work best for your students, those of you who students. So please most definitely check it out. Then there are retail items that and awards and retail items that can be purchased also. You guys know I love this, so checking out the merchandise that they have on hand, awards, apparel, fitness gear, and teaching aids. From fitness gear, from like water bottles to pedometers, is what's available at the website, and so on. So, and they also have fitness gear. So that's cool for the individuals and also for groups, if you're forming a group to have. Wow, really cool. So they have a pedometers, and they're at good price points. Also, the Ice Challenge lunch bag and sport bag, the Trek water bottle, everything that I'm looking at is under $12. Let's see what's going on with the apparel. But amazing items, good for individuals and good for groups. And, yeah, and the tees are very at good price points. The most expensive tee that I see is for $19.95. And then there's the Presidential Champions Bronze Award baseball hat, the Civil War baseball hat, the Gold Award baseball hat. Then there are the fleece sweatshirts. Now, the fleece sweatshirts, that hoodie, that, all go for $29.95. But then there are T-shirts. Most of them are priced at $9.50 and $8.35. And then there are some T-shirts priced at $19.95. And then, like I said before, they have the fitness gear, the pedometers, the water bottles, and all of that. And then there's certificates available for the youth fitness, the youth fitness awards. Then there's the physical fitness presidential items like certificates and emblems, and also bumper stickers. And then there's the Physical Fitness National, and then the Physical Fitness Participant, the emblems and the awards, and then there's magnets. T-shirts, $9.50. There's the Prison Active Lifestyle Award set. I mean, amazing items, apparel and award accessories and all that are available on this website. So check it out most definitely. If there's the teaching aids, and then also you can download tools and resources also to help improve. Then they have the gym mats. The gym mats are going for $49.95. Fitness testing scorecards, youth get fit and be active handbooks. There are the posters, slide charts, the stopwatches, handbooks. Amazing teaching guides also. And, it's, you know, spring is up on us, and it's real cool. Now, the challenges are the physical fitness tests, President's Active Lifestyle Award, President's Champions, Presidential Challenge Activities, and Presidential Youth Fitness Programs. And they also say another tip is get active. Don't want to exercise for 30 or 60 minutes straight. Break down your activity into several 10-minute periods, and that's what the CDC says. And, I have a DVDs and books that I got last spring and summer, you know, all about 15-minute workouts that are very effective. And I need to start looking at those DVDs again because I hadn't looked at them. Not while I was doing cold, even though, you know, that's the purpose of DVDs. So you don't want to get out there in the cold. You do it on the inside, right? I may have been doing Pilates and a lot of stretches because I plan on returning to jogging in the near future and don't want to be experiencing leg cramps, and it's just good to stretch, right? But because my last few days, my legs have been feeling like rubber. And thank you, Mom, and I are still recovering. We feel like we recovered, but we don't have our energy back completely from that stomach virus bug that's been going around. Because when we went to ER, I remember there were so many people in there that the medical professional said that pretty much everyone was there with the same symptoms. But we're doing fine. We just need our energy. So please pray for us regarding getting our energy, proper energy back and better than ever. So thank you. I'll keep all of my listeners and my on and offline friends in my prayers. So I'm praying for you to have a blessed Monday and a blessed week, and whatever you're going through, just keep on praying and praising God, Allah, you know, Jehovah. Keep on praying. I'm sending love and condolences out to one of my neighbors. He's like maybe a few years younger than me, I assume. One of my neighbors passed away on Friday, so he happens to be one of Jackson's finest, and I had not. I seen him maybe 2 weeks ago. I was walking down the street, and he was in the JPD, Jackson Police Department patrol car, and we had not chatted in a while, seen each other in a while. He lives on the corner of my street. I live on one street, and he lives on the other, so he's like two houses away. I very seldom go that way, and when I used to, we would always talk, and sometimes when I'd be outside and he'd drive by, we'll, you know, have a conversation or whatever. But don't know the cause of death yet. And the media's not releasing his name yet, so I'm not going to release his name either. But I'm just sending out love and condolences to my neighbor who happens to be one of Jackson's finest also. And I keep you guys updated also. But you can check out our local news because I'm checking. You guys will be surprised who news I check out. I mean, I know some things that's going on in some of your cities and towns. Because I be alerted, and I like to know what's going on in Charleston, North Carolina. You know, I'm nosy, and I like to know. I can stay in the know and provide news. You all see it. I tweet and post stories from all over the world that really get my attention, and I feel like sharing a lot. So many of you share with me with what's going on in your community, and that's what effectively networking is all about, right? Right. Big shout out to my niece and her new husband also. They're returning back from their honeymoon. So sending much love also to them. You know, who would say I have a nephew-in-law. That's a mouthful, isn't it? So awesome. But again, that's what's going on with activity and increasing our physical activity and our fitness goals. That's really cool. And again, it's all about, they say, celebrate your achievements. Again, there's tools and resources. Some of the topics under the Get Motivated section is are benefits of being fed and eating well. Exactly. Setting goals. Encouraging students. Encouraging your employees. See, this is good for on the job. Small businesses or corporate departments. Really important. Encourage your employees. Hey, let's start this, this is health and wellness. Let's really focus on health and wellness. Because if we all feel good, then at least, then, you know what? You really focus on health and wellness, and people are becoming healthier, then at least people will call in. Stick too, right? Right. I didn't have to mention that it really builds more teamwork, right? Then there's strengthening muscles and bones, cutting down on screen time, 8 ways to eat healthy, 10 ideas to stay active. Those are some of the things that's under that. So visit the website. Visit the First Ladies List Moon.org also. But I find those very, 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 very important. But I won't just go on and on and on and on. But I just thought that was good. This was good to share with you. Let's see. They say that the PALA Plus program of the President's Challenge promotes physical activity and good nutrition because it takes both to lead a healthy lifestyle. For the 6-week program to help you maintain or improve your health, it's a great way to help manage and reach your health goals. Activity highlights participation in PALA Plus is one way to get your recommended amount of daily activity and meet your healthy eating goals. From the physical activity guidelines, and then they have dietary guidelines too, but they had the 2010 dietary guidelines. Physical activity, a healthy life is a active life. The physical activity goals for PALA Plus requires youth 6 to 17 years old need to be active at least 60 minutes a day or 12,000 steps, and adults 18 to 64 need to be active for 30 minutes a day or 8,500 steps, so 5 days a week for 6 out of 8 weeks. So take a walk with your friend, bike ride after dinner, garden or play a game of basketball at the park. Get your heart pumping and your muscles moving. When you've logged 6 weeks of physical activity, congratulations. You started a regular routine for a more active lifestyle. I think this is going to really help me stay disciplined too. You know, good nutrition. Start eating healthy. It's easier than you think. Take it one step at a time. The first week you select and commit to one healthy eating goal. The following week, add a different goal, but make sure you continue to maintain your healthy eating goals from the weeks before. Focus on your healthy eating goals every week, and remember, the more often you incorporate them into your lifestyle, the better you will feel. So you've achieved 6 different healthy eating goals. Congratulations. You started a routine for a healthy lifestyle. And what's the saying? They say it only takes, 18 days or something like that to start a habit, good or bad. So that's really cool. They go on to say you earn your reward today. Start working on your PLA Plus today, and you'll be eligible to receive a free certificate signed by Council Co-Chairs Drew Brees and Dominique Dahl. And then there's the Active Play PLA Plus Challenge. The Active PALA Plus Challenge, a program with the Entertainment Software Association, highlights active video games as one way to help Americans lead more active lives. Through this innovative partnership, gamers, can earn their PAL Plus by logging their active video gaming activity online. See? Then here are some facts regarding the PresidentsChallenge.org. Activity logs online. Create an online account, which I did before the show, at PresidentsChallenge.org. Participate as an individual. I signed up as an individual, but after I achieve my 6 weeks, I'm going to consider creating a group or joining a group. Participate as an individual or join a group. Enter your group ID at the top of the page, if applicable. Once you achieve PALA Plus, you're eligible to receive a certificate. Activity log form. Use the Tori copy log to track your progress, what's completed, report your accomplishments, and receive your certificate at presidentschallenge.org. Or if part of a group, make sure to return it to your group administrator to get recognized. And then there's the activity log form. Well, that's in Spanish. The same thing that I just said. You know, you guys know I'm working on my Spanish. So no telling what I'll say reading that. So when I practice, I start. I I think I'll start practicing and working on it more. Pretty cool. The President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. You can sign up for the newsletter. Also, there's a YouTube channel and also Twitter and Flickr. So check it all out. So, again, I thank you for tuning in. It's not over yet, but it's almost over. We have about 4 more minutes. And another thing, visit Mayo Clinic. Also, they have a wealth of information regarding healthy living lifestyles. Well, you know what? It is time to conclude. I can't believe it. Oh, in the near future, I will resume back to broadcasting more than 30 or 45 minutes, back to the hour, 2 hour, 3 hour format. So I'm just checking out things, but we're in a good place right now with the 6 a.m. broadcasting. Do my best to stay on schedule. And then also, don't be surprised when flexible, you know, when other shows spontaneously, broadcast, especially over the weekend. Next Sunday will be Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition Presents. And, you know, we'll be talking about the Oscars. The award season, and other important hot topics regarding youth advocates and young people. But again, I thank you. I thank you for your support and tuning in. Email me at clubtalkentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURETOKENTRTAINMENT@yahoo.com. I know that's a long email. I need to get a new one, but make it a little shorter. I did have a shorter one, and then that email became hacked or something. So I had created this one probably about 2 or 3 years ago. But again, thank you. Big shout out to the Avon and Mark community. A big shout out to the NBA, the NFL. The NFL, they're doing their thing. With the players. You know, players just want to get drafted and all that. And baseball season, spring training. A lot of things going on, just overall in politics and in life general and entertainment news. But just a big shout out to everyone, the supporters and listeners. If today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. If I missed your birthday, happy belated birthday to you. Thank you so much, and God bless. So we're going to conclude the show with some DJ Swan out of San Antonio. Okay? Thank you, and God bless.